From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The official in charge of the Gulf oil spill-up says that the blown-out well will be further sealed this week. But as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, he is promising that won't be the end of relief efforts.
The well has already been sealed from the top. Retired General Thad Allen says a relief well will be used to also seal it from the bottom. Allen told CNN's State of the Union that parts of the region are already starting to recover.
Some beaches are reopening, fisheries are reopening, and that'll happen as soon as we can, either by cleaning up the oil or having the areas tested for the seafood safety and so forth. But we need to understand that different parts of the coast were impacted in very different ways.
Allen also stressed the need to revamp deep water drilling. Crucial technology for the cleanup had to be brought over from the shores off Africa and the North Sea. Going forward, he said that technology should be used for drilling in the Gulf as well. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
The man in charge of U.S. troops in Iraq says Iraq's military has stepped up to the challenge and is ready to take over security operations. General Ray Odierno tells ABC's This Week, despite the country's political stalemate, Iraq's military is showing signs of independence.
They continue to do broad-scoped operations across all of Iraq. We continue to help them as they do these, and that will continue after 1 September, our assistance. But we do believe they are ready to assume full operations in Iraq.
The U.S. is moving ahead with a major drawdown of its troops, which is set to be completed by the end of this month. After that, 50,000 U.S. forces will remain in the country. A South Korean fishing boat is being held by North Korea. South Korea's Coast Guard says the boat strayed into North Korean waters off the peninsula's east coast today. The BBC's John Sudworth reports the incident is increasing regional tensions.
The South Korean Coast Guard says that the fishing boat has been detained and taken to a North Korean port where the four South Korean and three Chinese crewmen are now being questioned. There are fears that the case may be complicated because the detention comes at the same time as South Korea is staging a large-scale naval exercise meant to send a message of deterrence following the sinking of one of its warships in March. The exercise has drawn the threat of retaliation from North Korea, which denies any involvement in the sinking.
The BBC's John Sudworth reporting from Seoul. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the slaying of 10 medical workers in Afghanistan, six of them Americans, is a despicable act of wanton violence. In a statement released today, she says it demonstrates the brutality of the Taliban. She says it will not, however, stop the international community from helping the Afghan people. The 10 were gunned down late last week while on a medical mission. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. The bodies were all returned to Kabul earlier today. This is NPR News. Lawmakers will be returning to Washington this week. The House will be voting on a jobs bill that has already made it through the Senate. Republicans say the $26 billion package is a giveaway to public employee unions, while supporters say it will save the jobs of as many as 145,000 teachers. Numbers released by the U.S. Border Patrol show Arizona's new immigration law has reduced the number of legal immigrants coming into the state. Officials say that has hurt commerce, especially in the southern part of Arizona. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The number of legal visitors entering Arizona from Mexico has dropped 17% since Governor Jan Brewer signed Senate Bill 1070 in April. Mexico issued a warning to its citizens about travel to Arizona 4 days after her signature. Since then, a federal judge temporarily put on hold the most contentious parts of the law, including provisions that required immigrants to carry documentation and that allowed police officers to ask for proof of citizenship while enforcing another law. The state has appealed to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The 17% drop in legal immigration amounts to about 12,500 fewer people a day coming into the state compared to the same period last year, which is taking a toll on local businesses. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
It's basketball and a barbecue for President Obama today. He played hoops with some pros, including Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, as well as a few college players. His audience included a crowd of wounded warriors, troops injured in action. Michelle Obama and daughter Sasha are wrapping up their visit to Spain. Today they had lunch with the King and Queen, and as a parting gift, the King gave Mrs. Obama some seeds for the White House garden. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.